The Night Train. In the unreason of a rainy midnight, France blooms along the windows of my sleepy bathysphere and runs to seed in a luxuriance of curious lights. Escape is drawn straight through my dream and shines to Paris clean as a violin string, while spring tides of commotion, the third-class pianos of the Orient Express, fill the hollow barrels of my ears. Cities that stood by day as gay as lancers are lost in the night like old men dying. At a point where polished rails branch off forever, the steels lament like crazy ladies. We wake and weep the deaths of cathedrals that we have never seen, because we hear the jugulars of the country fly in the wind and vanish with a cry. At once the diplomats start up, as white as bread, buckle the careless cases of their minds that just fell open in the sleeper. For by the rockets of imaginary sieges, they see to read big, terrible print each in the other's face that spells the undecoded names of the assassins they will recognize too late. The ones that seem to be the secret police, now all in place, all armed in the obvious ambush.